Bill Buckley here, and it's gadget detective time. Fevzi Turkalp, in other words, who you can follow on Twitter, where he is at Gadget Detective with all the latest tech news. Hi, Fevzi, how's things?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Let's start with the tech story of the week. And it's Facebook yet again, back in a slightly controversial tale. Do tell.
Yeah, so this is in relation to a company called Signal. Signal is a encrypted instant messaging app. So it's like WhatsApp, but arguably more secure and more private. You know, right. They're not interested in monetizing your data in the same way. So Signal picked up a lot of users, you may remember recently, when WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, tried to change its terms and conditions in a way that wasn't good for us. And people moved across onto Signal in large numbers. Now, Signal claims that Facebook has banned their attempt to play some ads on Instagram. And Instagram is also owned by Facebook. So you've got WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram, all essentially one company. Now, Signal very cheekily tried to run ads that showed the viewer of the ad, the targeted viewer of the ad, what the advertiser knew about them. So I'll give you some examples.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
These, so Signal claims that they were banned. This is disputed. But here are some of the ads. So imagine you're looking at Instagram and you see this ad pop up and it says, you got this ad because you're a K-pop loving chemical engineer. This ad used your location to see that you're in Berlin and that you have a baby and that you've just moved and that you're really feeling those pregnancy exercises lately. So that's the sort of thing, that's the information typical. Well, let me give you
if
another
If that
one.
Is accurate, it would certainly give you pause for thought, wouldn't it? My
word. Yeah.
Sorry, do give me another one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you two because because we often talk about, you know, Facebook scraping data off our activities, but this kind of makes it real to people,
yeah.
I think. It says, you got this ad because you're a teacher, but more importantly, you're Leo and single. This ad used your location to see that you're in Moscow. You like to support sketch comedy, and this ad thinks that you do drag. And I don't think they're talking about the racing. Now,
right.
And then one more. You got this ad because you're a GP with a master's in art history, also divorced. This ad used your location to see that you're in London. Your online activity shows that you've been getting into boxing, and you're probably getting there on your new motorcycle. Okay, so this is obviously, this is the sort of data that Facebook and its companies sell access to so that companies can target their ads to people in particular ways. And this is a similar sort of targeting that's used by the likes of Facebook and Cambridge Analytica to political targeting.
Right. And Signal are doing this because they're saying, so come to us instead and we won't do all this.
Yeah,
that's the point of the ad.
So ironically, they were trying to place ads. I mean, this is disputed, but I mean, Facebook says, no, we didn't ban them. They just didn't place the ads. So, I think the truth will out, but true or not, this is the sort of data that is made available to advertisers and that they can target. The only reason, arguably, allegedly, why Facebook doesn't like it is because now we're using the data to place adverts that make people aware. Now, these are particular ads, but if those ads had run live and you had seen an ad, it would have been about you.
Yeah,
and that would be kind of scary.
That would
and
be
I
kind
think
of
that
scary.
Would be a great ad because and people shouldn't need these sorts of ads to, think about going, you know, what their privacy is worth to them, and what it's worth to companies, and whether they really want to share information.
Go on.
I was just going to say the starting point of all of this. What is wrong with all of this is that there isn't anything in law that says we own the data about us. Yeah, and it goes back to some very old case law in the United States where a mobile phone company won a court case because it was tracking people's location using cell towers, and it won a court case that said that it owned the data about our location, our movements, our whereabouts.
Gosh.
And all of this has sort of rolled out from there, unfortunately.
Yeah. Signal was the fastest growing app in the first quarter of 2021, so it's obviously going places. But how tiny is it compared to the Facebook empire? Because, you know, even if it's growing fast and it's still a tiny minnow, then that puts a rather different sort of slant on the story than if it's like a serious threat to this giant.
I think it is a serious threat. It and its ilk. There's also Telegram, which is also similar in its sort of profile in terms of secure, encrypted, private communication, where you know your messages and even if they don't see the content of your messages, they can see who you're messaging and when, and they can infer from that. Oh, you know, this person messaged this person about 2 or 3 in the morning. Perhaps they're a lover. Perhaps this married person is having an affair. It's amazing what you can infer from messages without seeing their content, right? Just by seeing who they go to, what frequency, what time, all of that sort of thing. So I think that I hope that people are beginning to wake up to what's happening with their data. And in the absence, in this legal vacuum, that's not there to protect us, that we start to wake up and protect ourselves until, I think as we become aware of it, our representatives will have to start thinking about bringing in laws. But unfortunately, there's this contention between the rights of the people and the power of big business and lobbyists and all the rest of it. So I'm always an optimist, but sometimes it feels like there isn't great grounds for optimism. And yeah. You know, Facebook and its ilk, they're not the only ones that do this, but Facebook and its ilk are powerful. They have the sort of power that's normally associated with states.
And presumably Signal and others like it are not going to admit defeat, and they're going to continue to try to nip at the ankles of
Well, they've done very Facebook. Well, because that ad campaign would have cost them about $4 million. And actually they've got more out of it by... Yeah. Either having had it cancelled or at least claiming yes. they had it cancelled, because, you know, this is disputed. But what I don't think what's not in dispute is that this is the sort of data that Facebook sells access to about us.
And so, here we are, kind of advertising them on the BBC, although for very good editorial reasons, as you have explained.
Well, yeah, and as I said, Telegram exists as well, and there are others.
Yeah,
You know, so, and if you're happy with WhatsApp. I mean, WhatsApp has the advantage of ubiquity. You know, people expect you to have WhatsApp.
Yeah. You know, I mean, is there any kind of argument that, well, I don't do anything wrong. I'm a decent human being. I haven't got a lover coming in the middle of the night or anything that I shouldn't have. So why would I care?
You see, that depends on whether you think privacy is just about being caught doing something wrong. I mean, most people draw their curtains. Most people close their bathroom door. Are they doing anything wrong? Probably not. But do you really want people knowing your business? No.
Very good. We're halfway through our weekly tech chat with the gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp, and on to Gadget of the Week, which this week is the Master Lock Bluetooth Key Lock Box. Tell us more.
Okay, so this is it's a new take on a gadget that we've seen before. So a key lock box is the name they give to those boxes that's typically screwed to the wall outside a building where it's got a keypad, and you enter the keypad and you can open the little door, and inside will be a key to get you access to the building, or in fact, you know, a card or something else that you need to gain access. And usually these are just done with, you know, the keypad and you share the code. But there are some disadvantages to that this one overcomes. So this is a Bluetooth unit. So although it has got a numeric keypad on it, and you can at a push, literally, unlock the box, you can also register particular mobile phones, smartphones, against the account associated with the box, which means that when the person carrying that phone approaches the box and just touches the button, it unlocks. It recognizes the phone is there, and that the authorized person is in close proximity. Now, why would you do that? What's the benefit? Well, several fold. For example, this is all associated with an account that's operated through an app. With this app, you can allow people access at particular times, as a one-off, or, you know, between certain hours. So that person may, let's say, I don't know, a carer or a repair person or something like that. They've got business being at the building and getting access to the building, you know, in the morning. But what would they be doing if they returned later on?
You
wouldn't necessarily want that. Plus, this allows you to get an audit log of who's accessing it and when. So if people are abusing access to a building, you will find out. Similarly, if anyone tries to tamper with the mechanism, you get a notification that someone's trying to force the box. So you know, this ability to get an activity report, share access with people on a regular basis or on a guest basis between certain hours as a one-off, You know, it's great if, if, you know, if you've got a person, let's say a vulnerable person that needs carers. Airbnb would be another application. A repair person, whilst you're out of work, you could pop the key in there, just, you know, on that particular day if you wanted to.
Or someone who's perhaps nervous at night. You know, we hear women routinely have their key in their hand to get into their house or their building as quickly as possible. Anything that cuts down the time to get in would be a good thing.
Well, this version wouldn't do that. So what this does is it opens a box that gives you the key that you then have to open the door with. Yeah.
So it doesn't save much time. No, I see.
It's not really about saving time. It's more about providing secure access when you're not there.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you know, if you've got a washing machine being delivered and you want to do it that way, you know, these things work quite well with cameras as well, in the sense that, you know, you allow person access, but on the basis that, you know, the cameras are running when they come into the building. So it's a small little box. It's about just over 4 inches high, 3 inches wide, 2 inches deep. The internal space obviously is less than that. There are two versions of this. There's the personal version for home use, and then there's a professional version that allows you a couple of additional benefits. So with the personal version, you get 90 days data available about, you know, what's been happening, which is a long time, but if you're a business, it gives you unlimited. You can also set up group access to, you know, like if you're on a building site or a work site, that you could allow access to. The electricians will have access to these areas but not these areas, that sort of thing. It's really quite, you know, literally quite smart. I was impressed by it. It's not cheap. The private use version is £125, and the business use version is a little bit more, £164. I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5. It's quite a niche product, and none of these things are perfect, because if you screw a something like this to the wall, doesn't matter how well you fix it. I'd suggest that people should hide it away also, and that's the other benefit. Let's say you hide it not at sort of eyesight level, but near a foot level behind a pot plant or something. You know, you don't have to bend down to enter the key code. You could just unlock it, you know, fairly easily and, you know, unobtrusively, and get the key that way. But, you know, anything that's sort of screwed onto a wall could be knocked off with a sledgehammer and broken open, you know, and there is always that. But it's a question of how badly people want to get in. So I think these sorts of technologies are good used in conjunction with other technologies like alarm systems and cameras.
Yes, there'll never be a panacea for all ills, but it all helps, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, and particularly, you know, otherwise, what are you going to do? Your elderly mum or dad, you know, on their own, need carers coming in and out. You don't want to give necessarily keys for them. I mean, you may have trusted carers that you've known for a long time, but if you've got an agency, you've got different people turning up all the time, you at least have some modicum of control and oversight, because if you let them know that you can track use of the box, that in itself will be a deterrent.
Prevention is better than cure, absolutely. I love the range of stuff you come up with in this feature. Is just amazing, Fevzi. And for people who think, oh, I wouldn't like Fevzi's bit because I'm not really very techie. No, I'm so wrong, because it'll press all kinds of your buttons. Master Lock Bluetooth Key Lock Box, then £125.28 for the domestic version, the private version. And we shall talk in 7 days then.